Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with the book of Psalms, Psalm 23, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Then looking at Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And then Psalm 30. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You've kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now, in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, and I was troubled. I cried out to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood? When I go down to the pit, will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. All of Psalm 30. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the healing power in your word. Thank you for the saving power in your word. Thank you for the encouragement, the lifting power in your word, and so, so much more. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer. Empower us more and more to be the praying believers, the praying servants, the praying church you've called us to be. And anoint us afresh with a spirit that would encourage us to fill our hearts and our minds with your word each and every day. And empower us all to be much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for being our strength and our salvation. Heavenly Father, you made us to thrive in a garden in your presence, and even now you send your Holy Spirit to be present with us. Heavenly Father, you came down in the form of Jesus to live with us and to bring life and to bring us from death into your resurrection. And so, Heavenly Father, I ask that in these moments you teach us more about that, that you teach us more about living in your ways, that you teach us more about bringing life and protecting and tending and stewarding your creation. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for choosing us to have relationship with us. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. You know, as we often do, we share about different prayer and or discipleship resources that we like to share with our listeners. And as usual, if you'd like to get a copy of any of the ones we share, simply email us. My email, joseph@afr.net. This one is entitled, one that we've used on a number of occasions. It's called Praying Daily for Your Spouse. It has a prayer for a husband to pray for his wife, and one for the wife to pray for her husband. And of course, obviously, I'm going to take time now to pray for my wife, Birdie, and share with you the prayer portion for the husband, for the wife. But if you want to get a copy, simply email us. We'll be glad to get it to you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the gift my wife, Birdie, is to me, to our family, to the church, and to the kingdom of God. Bless Birdie today indeed. Expand her territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon her. Keep her from evil that she may not cause pain. In Jesus' name. Help me this day to be the full blessing to her that you would have me to be, in Jesus' name. Fill her today with your joy, peace, grace, and encouragement. Help her to walk in your love, joy, and peace. Help her to spend the time in your word and in prayer that you wanted to spend today as well, in Jesus' name. Father, help her this day to put you first. Help her to not make any graven images. Help her to not take your name in vain. Help her to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help her to honor her father and her mother. Help her to always value life. Help her to not steal, to not commit adultery, to tell the truth, and help her to not covet, in Jesus' name. Empower her this day to fulfill all the call of God upon her life. Help her to live today as the living sacrifice you would have her to be and walk out your will. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer, and thank you for the gift Birdie is to me. Dear Lord, bless her and keep her. Make your face to shine upon her. Be gracious to her. Dear Lord, lift up your countenance upon her and give her your peace. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, the article is entitled Praying Daily for Your Spouse. Email us to get a copy. My email again is joseph@afr.net. This next one briefly is entitled Words That Bless, Words That Heal. And again, remember, we encourage you to email us to get them because they're meant to be tools to bless you, but also for you to use in the discipleship of your family, but to share with people, fellow church members, people you know, saved and unsaved individuals as well. But this article is entitled Words That Bless, Words That Heal. Proverbs 18:1, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. And then Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Words are powerful. The words we speak every day are much more powerful and effective than most of us really understand. Our words can do things far beyond what we seem to realize. Words can help to make someone's day, and words can help ruin someone's day. Words can lift people up, and words can terribly discourage people. Words can give people hope, and words can help people feel hopeless. As the scripture says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. A saying that used to be popular years ago stated that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. This is possibly one of the biggest lies you will ever hear. Words can hurt to an extreme degree, and people use them to hurt others every day, sadly. Yet for us as believers, our goal is to use our words every day to bless others. We're to seek to live a lifestyle of speaking words that habitually bless others and point them to Christ. Our words should bless others and promote healing, grace, and encouragement in the lives of those around us. We should habitually lift others up with our words. It is, in fact, relatively easy to bless others and encourage people with our words if we wisely and deliberately seek to do so. What are some words that we can speak as a lifestyle and habitually that can bless others? What are some words that can promote healing, grace, and encouragement? These are a few. Thank you. I appreciate you. Please. How can I help you? I'm sorry. Please forgive me. How can I pray for you? What can I do to bless you today? You're awesome. You're a blessing. I believe in you. I believe you can do it. You'll do great. Reading God's word every day can bless you a lot. Reading 3 chapters in the Bible will bless your life. Make time to pray daily. Obviously, some of the greatest words in all of life are spoken when we share the gospel and invite others to receive Christ or invite others to read the word of God. The word of God tells us, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. You and your household, Acts 16:31. Negative words can be hurtful, discouraging, and toxic. Some words and phrases to avoid ever using include, I don't like you. I don't want to have anything to do with you. I don't have anything to apologize for. I can't stand you. You're not worth anything. Can't you do anything right? You always say or do the wrong thing. In James chapter 3, we're told much about the effect of our tongue. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It's a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water. James chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. We are wise to pray the prayer found in Psalm 141, verse 3, every day of our lives. That prayer says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. So we're each wise to assess ourselves and our words on a regular basis. We're wise to judge the words we speak in our lives and as a lifestyle. And we're wise to ask, do my words bless and heal and encourage? Are my words kind? Or do my words hurt, sting, and destroy? Or do I go back and forth? Our clear goal should be to live a lifestyle of blessing those in our world with our words. May we each make it a goal to pray for the Lord to make our tongues a blessing to all those we come in contact with everywhere we go. We'll be right back.
Have you ever heard a love song that set your spirit free? Have you ever watched a sunrise and felt you could not breathe? What if it's Him? What if it's God's? a stranger who already knew your name. What if it's him? What if it's God speaking?
Music of Mandisa with God Speaking. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. It's an honor to have with us as our phone guest today, Corey Peterson. She's a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ and is graciously going to share a very powerful testimony, her journey with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our restoring shepherd. Corey, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. And I'm going to want to invite you just to dive right in and introduce yourself to our listeners in any way you wish to, and then go right ahead and share about your journey with the Lord Jesus Christ.
All right. Thank you so much. As mentioned, my name is Corey. I have two sons that are 20 and 21 years old that I homeschooled. I'm married to a retired California Highway Patrol officer, and I live in Northeast Texas. The reason I'm joining your show today is to share my testimony. And I just want to thank you for reading Psalm 30. Mm-hmm. That is just my very favorite chapter in all of Scripture. And so when I was 19, I found myself in a crisis pregnancy due to a relationship I was in that was not honoring to the Lord. And my boyfriend at the time asked me what I wanted to do, and I told him right away that I didn't want to have an abortion because I knew that abortion was wrong. I had been involved in youth groups and things like that, Youth for Christ and stuff when I was in high school. And even with all my involvement in that, I don't know that I really had a strong walk. I know I didn't have a strong walk with the Lord, and I'm not even really sure I was truly saved. He really wanted me to have an abortion, and after a lot of coercion and promising me that he would marry me and we'd have a baby later, I went ahead and just went along with what he wanted to do. And so he made an appointment for me at Planned Parenthood in San Diego. That's where I was living at the time. When I went to Planned Parenthood, they were very attentive to me at first. And I went through just, the motions of what needs to be done, signing paperwork. I remember sitting in an office with a woman who worked there, and she had me sign two pages of just potential side effects to the abortion. And I just had to initial, one after another. And I was pretty nervous, understandably so. I can't imagine a woman not being terrified in that kind of a situation. And the woman looked at me and she said, "Oh, I know you're nervous, but it's really not a big deal. Women come in all the time in their lunch breaks and do this." And I just thought, why would you say that? It tried to diminish the importance or the devastation of what an abortion is. I was then taken to a room in the clinic, and two people came in that were going to be performing the procedure. They also brought in a third woman who, because I was going to be awake for the entire procedure, they brought in a woman to sit next to me and just talk to me and distract me through the whole process.
Corey, let me jump in for one brief moment. Please pick up the story immediately afterwards, though. But would you specifically take a moment to pray for listeners in it? Because that we may very well be, there may be some individuals listening who are exactly close to where you were at this moment in your journey and they need to hear the Holy Spirit speak to their hearts. Would you pray for those persons and then come right back and pick up your story there, please?
Yes, Father. I want to lift up women to you right now that are finding themselves in a crisis pregnancy in this moment, terrified and not sure what to do. And I just pray, Father, that you would bring someone alongside them, that you would bring your Holy Spirit to them to really impress upon their heart the decision to choose life for this life inside of them, that you would give them hope and excitement about being a mother, and that you would provide what is needed to bring that child into the world, to provide for that child once here. I pray that you would surround her with a support system. I pray, Father, that instead of going to a default of Planned Parenthood, she would stop and go to the nearest crisis pregnancy center that's in her community. And Lord, that you would use this moment in the lives of these women right now to draw them close to you, that they would walk alongside you for the remainder of their days and in all eternity. I pray for the men involved, Father, that you would put on them a passion for protection of women and for children and for babies. And Lord, that you would convict those that are in the abortion industry of what they are truly doing. We lift all this up to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, so thank you for Corey, and thank you, okay, Lord, also for the church. Lord, more and more stir the church, okay, to do what we've been called to do, to speak truth as well as to love women who find themselves in a season such as this, to love them in the direction of truth as well. And Lord, thank you for courageous women like Corey who share their stories to bless and help so many others as well. Lord, just do a perfect work in the heart of every listener today. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, Corey, excuse me for interrupting. Just pick up where you left off there, please. Okay.
Okay, thank you. So I was in the room where the abortion was to take place, and someone was there to just kind of distract me. So, but I was awake for the whole thing. I remember everything. I remember the pain, the cramping, all of it. Them, you know, just treating me like not even like a person, just like I wasn't even there. Kind of, oh yeah, she's this far along, and hearing the sound of the machine that is used in such a procedure. And then it was over. And they, all three of them, just walked out of the room and left me there by myself in the room. I eventually got myself together and wasn't sure where to go. So I walked out of that room and I looked over and I could see a room full of just cots, just full of cots. There had to be a dozen of them in there. And I walked in there. I was the only one in there. I laid down. I was lightheaded, you know, not feeling well. And I stayed in there for a little bit, but really I just wanted to leave. And so I eventually got myself up and dressed and walked out into the hallway, and I really didn't know where to go. I didn't see anybody, and eventually somebody walked in. I don't know if he was a janitor or what he was, and he looked at me, kind of seemed surprised to see me. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, I just want to leave. And he said, he just pointed me toward a back door. So there was a way for these women to exit, for me to exit, that was different from the entrance. And they brought my boyfriend around. He looked at me and he said, oh, wow, you look really good. And I just thought, anyway, I just thought, well, I don't feel great. And this kind of stinks. And so they handed me a brown paper bag, which I think had birth control pills in it, and then we were out the door, and my boyfriend drove me back to his place. I was pretty devastated. 2 weeks later, I had a checkup appointment with Planned Parenthood. When I went, they were very rude to me. I had to beg my boyfriend to take me. And as soon as it was over, he took me back to his house and he broke up with me. And that was just devastation upon devastation. I was so broken. Mm-hmm. And having gone through the abortion and then having lost this relationship, but he just told me, he said, you know, you're just not the same peppy person that you were before, you know, which I think is just a testimony of what abortion can do and does to women. And mm-hmm. so... that just put me in a place of just utter brokenness and devastation. And I didn't know what to do. I was in college at the time, so I would go through the motions of my classes. I would go to sleep at night and wish that I wouldn't wake up in the morning. I wasn't suicidal, but I just didn't even know how I was going to climb out of this pit of depression and devastation mm-hmm. that I found myself in. And so, anyway, I spent a lot of tears and crying and stuff. And then, I had told one friend, and so I would call her all the time because she was really the only person I could talk to. And one night I called her and, just to cry to her, and she was still living at home with her family, and her mom answered the phone and said that her daughter wasn't home, and she could tell I was upset, and it was the night that my boyfriend had broken up with me. And she said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "No." I was just sobbing. "No, my boyfriend broke up with me." And she said, "Oh, I'm so sorry." And then, I just spilled everything. I just told her, and I had an abortion. And just kind of dumped that on her, this poor woman, mm-hmm. on the other side of the phone. Well, what I didn't mention is she was a pastor's wife. And on the other side of the line, I just heard her say, "Whoa," which I imagine is what you would say if you just picked up the phone and mm-hmm. somebody dumped all this on you. Mm-hmm. And she said, "I'm so sorry. Can I pray for you?" And I said, "Yes." And I'm sorry. I don't know what she prayed for me, but I know that when she prayed, all the weight and bitterness and devastation and guilt and heaviness that I had been carrying just was suddenly gone. I think of that scripture where it says that Jesus will give us the peace that surpasses all understanding. I had no way to explain how I felt in that moment and since, except to know that Jesus just miraculously redeems and takes these kind of sins and guilts off of us. And so I just remember thinking, okay, like everything is going to be fine. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't explain why, except for that scripture that he gives us the peace that surpasses all understanding. So suddenly I just felt light as a feather and that everything was going to be okay. And so I asked her, I said, "Okay, well, what do I do now?" And she said, "Do you have a Bible?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, why don't you start reading through the Psalms?" Mm-hmm. And so I did. I mean, I had tried reading my Bible before in the years before when I was going to church and involved in all these Christian clubs and all this stuff, but it just never, it's like the words never came into my being. I never really understood mm-hmm. what I was reading. Well, suddenly it's like the word just came to life, and it was like you said earlier in the show, it was healing to me. And I was reading, Psalm 6 was so, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, I am wasted away." Mm-hmm. "Make me well, for my bones are in trouble." It talked about, "I drench my bed in tears all night." And I thought, well, this is just where I'm at. And then I kept reading, and I saw Psalm 30, which you read, which just spoke to my heart, verse 5, where it says, "Weeping may remain for night, but joy comes in the morning." And mm-hmm. I was a dancer. I didn't mention this earlier, but I was a dancer for many years at Disneyland, and I did some cruise lines and various things back in my early 20s and stuff. And then at the end of Psalm 30, it says, "You turn my mourning into dancing." And I just felt like, oh, my mm-hmm. goodness, this chapter is just, this verse is just for me. David penned this thousands mm-hmm. of years ago for me, mm-hmm. Anyway, and I just started I noticed that column in the middle of the Bible that had cross references, and I never knew what that was. And suddenly I'm jumping over to other scriptures that are backing up what I'm reading. Mm-hmm. So I just deeply dove into the study of the Psalms for, it was pretty much morning, noon, and night. I just was on the floor in my room, Bible open, notepad out, and just copying verses, cross-referencing verses. And so in 3 days, I went through all 150 Psalms deeply. Mm-hmm. And then I called this woman back and I said, okay, I've read through the Psalms. What should I do now? And she said, why don't you read the Proverbs? So I called her the next day and I said, okay, I just read through the Proverbs. What should I do now? And she said, well, why don't you read one of the Gospels? So I did that. And I called her back a few days later and I said, what do I do now? And she said, why don't you come over and we'll do a Bible study together? And so she started mentoring me and discipling me. And that was my path, the start of my walk, just straight into healing. But it just really put me at the feet of Jesus. And I just couldn't, I wish I hadn't gone through what I went through. But the fact that it brought me to his feet and caused me to walk alongside him and dive into his word, I will be forever grateful.
Corey, I want to take a moment just to pray. Father, Lord, thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for the fact that your word is full of grace, full of light, full of peace, full of joy. And thank you for how that you opened up Corey's heart and mind to your wonderful word. More and more, do that in the heart of every listener today. Bless her mightily. Bless them mightily. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest is Corey Peterson as she shares her journey with Christ, who is our restoring shepherd. We'll be right back. Music of Brian and Katie Torwald with When You Walk Into the Room. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Corey Peterson, and she's sharing her very powerful testimony and journey with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our restoring shepherd. Corey, if you'll pick up where you left off, please.
Thank you. So this pastor's wife became kind of a mentor to me, and so I was going to her quite a bit, and I think I was probably pretty disrespectful of her time because she just became just a lifeline to me of hope and encouragement and life. And so anyway, I would just kind of show up at her place once in a while and just because I was still grieving. Mm-hmm. And one night I went to her house and I knocked on the door and she opened the door and she said, oh, Corey, I'm so sorry, but we have dinner guests. So I can't talk right now. But she said, but the guests here work for a pregnancy care center and they do post-abortion recovery workshops. Would you like me to sign you up for that? And I said, okay, you know. So she signed me up for this workshop. And so my abortion was in February of 1994. And in June, the first weekend of June of 1994, was this workshop. So I'll just say real quick, I am so thankful that the Lord did not allow me to carry the grief and guilt of my abortion for years, like so many women do. And I just pray right now, in fact, I'm going to pray right now just for their healing. Father, I just want to lift up the women listening right now and those who have had an abortion and do still carry the grief of that loss and of that sin. And I just ask, Lord, that you would cleanse them, that you would draw them to a pregnancy care center in their community, most of which offer these amazing post-abortion recovery programs, and that you would set them toward a life of wholeness and healing and redemption in Jesus' name. So I went to this recovery workshop weekend that June, and it just was kind of, it kind of just put a, tied a bow around, you know, the steps I really needed to go through to find healing through Jesus and through his word. And, and of course, you know, there's, it's still been a healing process since even speaking to you and to your audience today, is part of that process that I think the Lord will have me on for the rest of my life. But it was so life-giving, and I was so thankful for that opportunity. After that, I would be at, like, church retreats. I worked at a Bible camp that summer, and I felt like the Holy Spirit would be telling me, Corey, I want you to stand up right now and start talking about the abortion and what I've done in your life. And so it would be terrifying. You know, it's not something people normally talk about. And so I would stand up and I would just start sharing what I had been through and what God had done and just the hope that he had given me and the life he had given me. And the Lord just started, you know, just prompting me to share this over and over at, whether it be church events, the, you know, women's gatherings. I moved into a house at one point with these two girls that I didn't know. You know, these two roommates, turned out both of them had an abortion in their past, and so the Lord just started putting women in my path who had gone through the same thing. Some of them knowing I had been through that, and some not knowing. So it's pretty incredible. And then so anybody that really knew me, you know, knew this was part of my testimony. Well, then in 2010. Somebody asked me to share my testimony, and so I decided to go ahead and write it out. So I had written it out on just a little family blog I was keeping way back when, and I was going to write it out in sections because it's, you know, it's emotional, it's painful, and so I wrote out the beginning of it, and I went ahead and just posted it to social media, and the response, and I just said kind of to be continued, you know. The response was so strong that I ended up having to write it all within like a week. And so I got it out there. Well, the story kind of started getting traction. And so I'd have people come up to me at like my children's soccer games. And they'd just subtly come up to me and say, hey, I read your story. And I've been through that too. Or I'd have women at church come alongside me and say, I've been through that too. And it, to be able to point them toward healing has been such a blessing. Well, it was around that time that I was contacted by the Justice Foundation and Operation Outcry, which they're the ones that connected me to you. They asked me to complete a declaration on their website. And so I went ahead and did that. And honestly, I kind of forgot about it. Then a few months ago, I received a call from the Justice Foundation, and they told me that my declaration was being used in an upcoming Supreme Court case. It was a Planned Parenthood versus South Carolina case that was decided about a month ago in favor of life, and that my testimony or my declaration was one of, you know, over 100 that were used for that case. And then they said, and by the way, you know, we also used your declaration in the Dobbs case of 2022. And I thought, what? That's wild. You know, my son and I had gone to the opening oral arguments of Dobbs back in December 2021. And anyway, it was just amazing to hear that and to see that the Lord had used that. So I've reconnected with Operation Outcry and the Justice Foundation just in the last few months here. Prior to that, when I started speaking out more about my abortion and I started kind of diving in, I started homeschooling my kids and learning more about the Constitution and our American history and just falling in love with it, I ended up eventually speaking out more politically. This is probably about 2010-ish also. And so Concerned Women for America called me around that time. and I became a prayer action chapter leader in Southern California. And that's just a small grassroots gathering to educate yourself on the issues, to pray over those issues, and then to take action. And so I did that for a couple of years. And then eventually, Concerned Women for America asked me to step into the role of Southern California area director for the state of California. So I did that for a few years until I moved to Texas back in 2015, and then I became the East Texas Area Director of Concerned Women for America. So I've been able to serve alongside those amazing women at CWA for the last several years. Mm-hmm. And I stepped out of that role in 2021 because in 2019, I became a researcher for iVoter Guide, which is a division of AFA Action. So that's where we have a little bit of a connection, your American Family Radio, mm-hmm. and I actually work with American Family Association Action. Amen. And so iVoter Guide is a division of AFA Action. Mm-hmm. And so I was a researcher for them for a couple of years. And then the last 4 years, until the general election of 2024, I actually was the operations manager over the entire research department. So I've been overseeing all the voter guides since 2021. For iVoter Guide. And now I've stepped out of that role. I'm still with iVoter Guide, but I'm serving as a kind of a networker, an ambassador, and a policy advisor for iVoter Guide. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, all of this has kind of catalyzed me into a new world. I think I mentioned earlier, I used to be a dancer. I do still a little bit, but it's just really funny to see how the Lord took me from the creative arts and has moved me a little bit more into policy and politics and, mm-hmm. and stuff, all because of what he's brought me through.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Corey, that's a tremendous journey with the Lord. And, part of as we're listening to you share your journey, amongst other things, it sounds like as you obeyed God and began to share your testimony, you experience what I guess I'd call a chain reaction of grace. God used it more and more and more and opened up doors. And one of the wonderful things about our Heavenly Father is that he can take great tragedy and bring great, great good out of it. And, Amen. You know, the reality is every human being in many ways outside of Christ, our lives, one could say, each person could say, my life is a mess, but God can take my mess and make it into a masterpiece because he's the master over all the storms of our lives. So thank you again for sharing that story, and thank you for how that you've allowed the Lord to use it to minister to so many other people as well. Lord, thank you for Corey. Thank you for the testimony that you've blessed her to have and to be able to share, to minister to others, to minister your forgiveness, minister your healing power, and your forgiving power as well. Lord, and thank you for the church as a whole. More and more, Father, stir us as the church to provide opportunities for persons with testimonies such as Corey's to be shared so that many others can experience the healing they desperately need. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. 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 You know, Corey, I would just mention, you know, a part of what I do here at AFA is pro-life outreach. And just last night, we had an event. It's called a Festival for Life. And we had a precious lady who, she too shared her about her abortion journey. And I've heard her share her story a number of times. And she always shares it with tears. But the Holy Spirit uses the story and the tears wonderfully in some wonderful ways. And I believe that one of the needs for the church is the church needs to provide many more platforms for the testimony of persons who've been down the road of abortion, because there's so much the Holy Spirit can do through that. So please keep letting the Lord use you and encourage others you may know to do the same. That would be my encouragement then. So our time is about gone. Any final words you'd like to share in the last 20 seconds or so?
Yeah, just to dovetail. So for any women out there who have healed from their abortions, I encourage you to fill out a declaration with Operation Outcry. Just go to operationoutcry.org and click on Sign a Declaration. All personal data is kept confidential, but it is an opportunity for the Lord to use your story in ways that you wouldn't imagine. I mean, I had no idea about these Supreme Court cases, and I guess they've been used for various policy and legislative advocacy at the legislative level. Mm-hmm. And so I just would encourage women to to just say to God, here I am, send me, and be open to that opportunity should he call you to do that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much again for sharing, Corey. We really do appreciate it. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, you've never received his forgiveness and his healing power, if you'd like to make the step of giving your life to Christ and inviting him to be your Lord and Savior, today is a good day to make that step. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, today, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey you daily. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Again, please email us to get that. Again, joseph@afr.net. If you're wanting to get a copy of either the articles that we shared earlier today, again, one of the articles, of course, is Words That Bless and Words That Heal. We'll be glad to get that to you. And the other one is Praying Daily for Your Spouse. We'll be glad to get one or both of them. Just simply email us again, joseph@afr.net. Please pray much for our sister, Corey Peterson, as she continues to let the Lord use her for his glory. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.